Well, we've got 11.
Okay.
We are now at item 11. We're going to take possible action to adopt the recommended salary adjustments. Hear a discussion or reaction?
Kim, did you have something you wanted to say?
So, the McLagan data is really helpful in providing that broad lay of the land. What is the competitive landscape? And, you know, where or who are we competing with when we're looking for investment talent? So, helpful framing and maybe just a little bit of placing us on the map would be helpful here. We are looking at close to a $7.5 billion fund, 60 plus line items, and about $42 million that we spent last year in investment management fees. And I mentioned this during the investment strategy development workshop. It's, you know, roughly 97% of our fee budget has been going to external resources. About 3% has gone to staff and consultant. And if you think back to the narrative we always use when we're talking about asset allocations, asset allocation accounts for 90% of the variability in outcomes between different funds. And manager selection and alpha generally accounts for about 10% of the variability, not of the total return, but of the variability. And we've got that relationship. The 90% is receiving about 3% of the fees, and the 10% outcome has got about 90%, 97% of the fees. So there's a little bit of a question about how we're allocating the resources that we've set aside in order to acquire investment guidance. And to me, it's, we need to frame this as, where are we getting the biggest bang for the buck? And so, you know, the numbers, while they might seem shocking relative to where it's been framed for the trustees historically, keep in mind that this is, you know, think about the return on investment of your staff, your current staff, and how we intend to build that out, and the resources that are closest to you. So I would just encourage you to think about that $42 million as the big picture number there, and let's talk about allocating within that. The other thing we need to think about here is this board has adopted a new portfolio construction process that is different from peers. That requires a little bit different approach to how we acquire resources in the future. So the attraction and retention, critically retention of staff prospectively to implement the FFP program goes up. It is different from peers. There is a much bigger allocation to the private markets where we need continuity of staff, or we need continuity of a person implementing that. If we can't get their own staff, we have to pay externally. But to implement the board's 17% target allocation to private equity, 17% private target to private credit, we are going to need to allocate resources there through a fund of funds, through a consultant, through staff. One of the ways we are going to need to allocate those resources.
Go back for a second. Through staff, meaning our staff, you and your, will make direct investments? Or
regardless of how the board chooses to implement that, they're going to have to allocate resources. So we're either going to pay a fund of funds manager.
Okay.
We're going to pay an advisor. We're going to pay a consultant. Or we're going to pay a staff member. So I want to be cognizant that we have a structure in place.
I just want to be clear, I'm hearing this. And we're going to pay a staff member.
Or, so it's going to be, where do we get the most cost-effective implementation model?
Okay.
And so I want the board to leave some wiggle room here, or just mentally, that if we're going to spend $2 to $3 million on an advisor, there might be a more cost-effective staff solution. It's going to come, you know, it's going to come with a big dollar figure, but it might be less expensive for the organization in the long run. If we adopt, or if you all adopt, a structure that is more constrained, that option goes off the table. So just keep those parameters in mind there. And, you know, this really kind of comes down to the philosophy of what the board is trying to accomplish with the pay structure. You know, what are you buying for your dollars in terms of salaries? And I think, you know, you come down to, do you want to pay low, except pay on the lower end of the scale? I don't want to diminish the fact that the dollars paid today are high in an absolute sense. We're low relative to the peer group. But if you're in that environment, you're going to have to go in with eyes wide open that you're going to accept a higher level of personnel turnover. You have to accept that you're going to have probably less ability to have a very customized program. You're going to have to keep the program on the simpler side so that, quite frankly, anybody can implement it. You get to median pay and you get to more competitive pay, you can start to become more creative in how you engage the public markets. You're going to have greater continuity of staff. You're going to have a higher quality of staff. You get to the competitive end, which would be upper, the 75th percentile, and quite frankly, we'd be competing against the private funds there. So some of the numbers look shocking to you all. Those might be a cost-effective solution if we're going to start going direct into private equity and that sort of thing. So keep in mind, the dollars are being spent today. The $42 million per year are being spent today. Think about whether we can deploy those more effectively. And that's what I would encourage the board to keep in mind.
And we will be having a discussion in the next couple of months about the new asset allocation and how to implement, and do we want to do certain things in-house? Do we want to, you know, have an external resource to provide that? So we will be having that discussion.
Yeah, and the way, you know, mentally, the way I've framed this is, as we move through FFP as three functional areas, I think that's going to have three investment officers, or myself and two investment officers, overseeing each one of those areas. So we've asked for an additional investment officer, I think, coming out of the governance. I think there's a high likelihood that we would reclassify our current analysts as investment officers. The way I see it today, they're doing everything from analyst through investment officer, and it probably makes sense to have somebody more focused on the analyst level, the interaction with the managers, the getting all the data scrubbed, so that our current staff can focus more on kind of nurturing and engaging the relationships there. But that can, the board can take that action today, or we can wait till the governance discussion in a month.
Any further questions of Tim?
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, Jerry?
How do you currently see your staff today? Are they analysts or are they investment officers?
That's a conversation Gail and I have a lot. They're certainly doing the work that is expected of an analyst, but they are absolutely engaging at the investment officer level as well. So if I take a look at the job description McClinton used for investment officer, you know, responsible for monitoring and managing relationships with external managers. They both have relationships that they take point on, because, I mean, with 60-some line items in there, I think it's a little unrealistic to expect one person to fully engage on 60 relationships
yep.
nonstop. So some of those, particularly on the private market side, Jeff owns some more of those, Chi-Chi owns others of those. Evaluating and selecting new external managers, you've seen myself and both Jeff and Chi-Chi up here underwriting new managers, where we saw opportunity sets in real estate in the past, worked with
water,
energy, you know, you've seen them engage in this type of work. Report directly to the CIO? Well, yes, I'm the only one they can report to, so by virtue of the limited staff size, that happens. And seasoned investment professional, typically more than 7 years of related experience. They both, I mean, Chi-Chi's been here for 8 years. Jeff has been here.
Two already?
Year and a half.
Year
and a half, but you've got
about eight
years of experience. So to me, they're falling closer to that. They're definitely straddling the two, but if you ask me to put a title, an appropriate title, I'd skew it towards investment officer.
I'm done. Thank you.
Anything further? Tim, thank you. We are at item 11, on taking appropriate action. Do you want to phrase the motion?
I'd move that we continue decision on this item to the next meeting in January so that we can deal with all personnel compensation issues at the same time.
Second.
I think we need also to give some direction to our CEO regarding what to report back.
We had some discussion in closed session with regards to information that we'd like to have come back. We don't need to reiterate that in open session, I don't believe.
Good. Okay.
I just needed to know whether or not that needed to be in the motion. It doesn't need to be in the motion. Okay.
Okay. Good question. Any further discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Okay. All right.